Here at Confessions, I don't know where I'm supposed to go with this experiment. Maybe it's to explore the human condition. Maybe it's to have a laugh or two. Maybe it's to help us realize that we're all human and we're all going through different things. Sometimes it could be humorous. Sometimes it could be kind of grim. That's just part of the human condition, or what have you not. The confession I'm reading now is called A Little Girl Saved My Life Yesterday and Didn't Even Know It. It's labeled under remorse. This is long and I don't really expect much of a reaction to it. It is more or less me just venting to anyone that is listening. Recently, I've been facing many challenges in my life that have left me in a very dark place. In December of last year was when they truly started. In early December, my aunt had passed away, who I wasn't extremely close to, but the reason it hit me so hard was my regret. My father had called me about a week in advance to her passing, telling me she was in the hospital and having heart problems. I haven't been very close with much of my family, and with the tone of his voice, it sounded like she would be just fine. I simply brushed it off because I was at work and just simply didn't think much of it. A week later, she passed, and I felt confused, stupid, and selfish. I didn't go visit my aunt because I was too busy getting high with my friends and enjoying life, quote unquote. The amount of regret I felt was so large it really took a hit on me. I couldn't even speak at the reception even though I really wanted to. I felt too ashamed. Fast forward a few weeks, I get a call from my mother that my grandfather was in the hospital and wasn't doing so well. I hadn't spent much time with my grandparents either, even though my mother constantly nagged me to. I just never listened. I felt the same way when we all met at the hospital to talk about what was going to happen to my grandfather. I wasted the time I had with him. About a week later, my mother decides to let him pass, and as I stood by his bed holding his hand, watching him struggle to breathe and his heart slow down, all the memories of him felt like they were slipping with him. I couldn't recall any times I had with him except one where he took me to my basketball tournament when I was younger because my parents couldn't. I was so angry and upset with myself that I didn't create more memorable moments with him, and now I'll never have the chance. Thankfully, I had my girlfriend with me at the time, and she really helped me cope through all of this. She was always there for me, until she wasn't. Her and I had dated for about 2 years, and I truly thought she was my soulmate. We were best friends at first, even though I knew I loved her since the first day we met. We had lived together pretty much since we started dating. She was all about me and I was all about her. We were so happy. At least I thought we were. Looking back on it, I could see how our relationship fell apart. To defend myself, this is my first major relationship. We had been living together since we started dating. This was due to her having family issues and me wanting to get her away from her father, who was abusive. We had different work schedules. I would work 8 to 4. She would work 4 to 10. I had to commit. Ah, shit. Come on, dude. Fuck. This guy had to fucking message me. Come on. Shit. Do I have Audacity on that? I'll just edit this out. Okay. Where was I? We had different work schedules. I would work 8 to 4. Her, 4 to 10. I had to commute as well. So I would go to sleep around 11. I leave for work around 6. The only time we really got to see each other was when one of us was off work. I kind of escaped into video games. I was a semi-pro Call of Duty player before I started playing PC games. They have always been my life. I grew up playing video games rather than hanging out with friends, and it was kind of my thing. I could tell she didn't like how much time I spent playing, and I tried to fix it, but I was addicted. Fast forward to last December, about a week after my grandfather passing, Hira and I are in my room. We had a big discussion about how I wasn't paying enough attention to her, and I agreed. It was a really deep discussion, crying and all. I told her I would change. I did. I stopped playing as much, and I was all about her, which I didn't understand why I wasn't like that more, because I did truly love being with her more than anything in this world. She was my everything. About a week after our discussion, I clearly showed I had changed. I know it was only a week, but I was doing everything right. We are sitting in my room and she says, "You can play some games if you want. I know you really love to, and honestly, I'm okay with it. I don't mind watching you tonight." I insisted that I didn't I didn't, but I could tell she was trying to be kind to me. So I got to play and started setting it up, but my roommate distracted me, so him and I were having a conversation in his room. When I got back into the room, I was about to sit down and start playing, but out of nowhere, I got this urge to go over to kiss my girlfriend and tell her I love her. So I jumped on the bed real quick to give her a kiss. I noticed she locked her phone really quick. She wasn't really secretive, and I was always a jealous guy, but when I met her, she never gave me any reason to be jealous. I knew she was all about me and loved me very much. I never had any suspicion because I had no reason to. So when she locked her phone really quick and put it down, just the vibe she gave off, I could tell something was up. I asked who she was talking to, and she said no one. We just went back and forth and till she finally admitted a guy from work. I was crushed. I could tell by how secretive she was being that it was bad. She refused to show me the messages, but constantly argued with me that she felt like I wasn't paying enough attention to her, and he was, and that was all it was. They didn't hang out, they just occasionally complimented each other. I was crushed at this point. I blew up. We broke up, and she moved their stuff out the next day. It was, and still is, the hardest thing I've ever faced in my life. It broke every little bit of trust I had with anyone, ever. Even my family and friends never thought she would ever do something like that, and neither did I. It made me feel that if I couldn't even trust her, who could I trust? A few months go by, and we still talked on occasion and still would hang out as friends. I, of course, was still madly in love with her and thought we could work things out. She wasn't so sure. Nonetheless, we tried. After a few months of hanging out and working on things, we got back together in August. Things weren't the same, obviously. I tried to forget it ever happened, but she worked with him. I forgave her. I just couldn't forget it happened. This eventually led to us breaking up a month later. This was when I realized it was truly over. It completely ruined me. I felt hopeless. So the last 2 months, I've just been dealing with it, getting by day to day. Yesterday, I couldn't take anymore. I had a nightmare about her that woke me up. I was crying, heart in pain, and just couldn't do it anymore. I was pretty much planning to go to work, come home, and kill myself. I went through all the regular motions throughout my day, and when my sister dropped me off from work, I told her I loved her very much. I was certain this was the last I would see of her. I was never very emotional with my family, so it even caught my sister off guard. When I was walking up to my apartment, I looked over to the left, and I saw a little girl that lived below me. Looking out the blinds of her window, she waved to me and smiled. She looked so happy to be saying hi to me. I pretty much broke down when I got inside. That moment hit me so hard that I told myself I would never let myself get to that place again. That little girl didn't know what she was doing, but she honestly saved my life. Edit. Once again, just kind of a vent. I don't expect anyone to really read it all, but it really did feel good typing this out. I felt very conflicted about doing it, but I'm really glad I did. It hurt a lot, but I feel a little better, honestly. Yeah, I didn't read this before I started reading it out loud, so this actually really hit home. To put a little bit of my personal life out there, I've been kind of dealing with an emotional thing with a woman recently, and it's really put me in a sad place because it's just one of those things where humans don't understand each other, and one thinks one thing, and the other person doesn't really think much of the other person. So, as I was reading this, I could kind of see where it was going, and I started to feel really bad as I read it, as I continued to read it, because I could tell where it was going, and I'm pretty sure you, the listener, could tell where it was going as well. Let's look at the comments. Let's see. Thanks for sharing. I've learned in my own dark times that looking up and seeing the world around me, that I usually find a light. Something just like that girl waxing at you. I think you meant waving. Always find time to take your eyes off the ground and look around. Even in this shit time we all live in, there's beauty and kindness. We just have to look up to see it. Yeah, that's the one thing I've come to realize too. Like, if you get stuck in your own little bubble, you'll feel nothing but misery. I know I do that very often. I'm not one to speak about trying to dig yourself out of that hole and try and look up at what the world has to offer around you. Luckily, this person was got the right idea when he saw that girl waving at him, and he realized that there was more to life than what he was experiencing, and he could move on beyond that. Let's read one more comment. Okay, this one's a rather long one, but it should work. Dude, you sound like you are rather young. I am much older than you and much more experienced, and I can share what life has taught me so far. One, you are alone. Everyone is alone. We are dealing with our own stuff. We are struggling. Sure, some folks appreciate you, but at the end of the day, they are busy with themselves. Two, because of one above, nobody can bring you happiness. You have to build it yourself and decide what you want for yourself. Take care of yourself, because you are the only one who can really do it. Three, relationships come and go. Quote, what is it possible to do with this person, quote, unquote, end quote, is the important question. Your girlfriend. You have understood now that nothing is possible with her anymore, romantically. So there will be another girl at some point in time. What will be possible to do with that new person? Who knows? But be complete with or without a girlfriend, because the truth is, see, 2 to 4, you will experience pain, lose loved ones, go through deep shit. Always tell yourself, I can face anything. You will. You will always survive everything. You will always get over pain. You will always get over anxiety, health problems, lack of money, lack of love, until the last fight, which you will lose. But until the day you die, you can face everything. 5, remember to enjoy life. Do what you like. Do what makes you feel good. Give yourself advice as if you were your best friend. In fact, you are. It's your life. You are not getting a second chance. 6, be present in the moment. Be mindful. The only real moment is now. The rest is non-existent. Just live. Wow. I'm actually tearing up reading that, because that's something I need to read myself, because I've been feeling very miserable. And, See, the reason I started the confessions is because I thought it'd be interesting, because people go through so many things in their lives, and the only real place we can share our feelings is the anonymous nature of the internet. And this is just a prime shining example. There's a response to this response. This is such an excellent advice. Thank you so much. As a young person who has been going through shit life lessons from someone older, who's been going through shit, life lessons from someone older are always appreciated. Well, this has been my longest confession. Let's see some thoughts we could take away from this. Life sucks sometimes, dude. You lose people. People that you thought you could trust betray you. People you thought you had feelings for don't have feelings for you. People use people. People are generally shit. So the only person that you can trust and believe in, absolutely, is yourself. This is Bami Ojo, and this is Confessions. Take care of yourself and each other. Here at Confessions, I don't know where I'm supposed to go with this experiment. Maybe it's to explore the human condition. Maybe it's to have a laugh or two. Maybe it's to help us realize that we're all human and we're all going through different things. Sometimes it can be humorous. Sometimes it can be kind of grim. That's just part of the human condition, or what have you not. The confession I'm reading now is called A Little Girl Saved My Life Yesterday and Didn't Even Know It. It's labeled under remorse. This is long, and I don't really expect much of a reaction to it. It is more or less me just venting to anyone that is listening. Recently, I've been facing many challenges in my life that have left me in a very dark place. In December of last year was when they truly started. In early December, my aunt had passed away, who I wasn't extremely close to, but the reason it hit me so hard was my regret. My father had called me about a week in advance to her passing, telling me she was in the hospital and having heart problems. I haven't been very close with much of my family, and with the tone of his voice, it sounded like she would be just fine. I simply brushed it off because I was at work and just simply didn't think much of it. A week later, she passed, and I felt confused, stupid, and selfish. I didn't go visit my aunt because I was too busy getting high with my friends and enjoying life, quote unquote. The amount of regret I felt was so large it really took a hit on me. I couldn't even speak at the reception even though I really wanted to. I felt too ashamed. Fast forward a few weeks, I get a call from my mother that my grandfather was in the hospital and wasn't doing so well. I hadn't spent much time with my grandparents either, even though my mother constantly nagged me to. I just never listened. I felt the same way when we all met at the hospital to talk about what was going to happen to my grandfather. I wasted the time I had with him. About a week later, my mother decides to let him pass, and as I stood by his bed holding his hand, watching him struggle to breathe and his heart slow down, all the memories of him felt like they were slipping with him. I couldn't recall any times I had with him except one where he took me to my basketball tournament when I was younger because my parents couldn't. I was so angry and upset with myself that I didn't create more memorable moments with him, and now I'll never have the chance. Thankfully, I had my girlfriend with me at the time, and she really helped me cope through all of this. She was always there for me, until she wasn't. Her and I had dated for about 2 years, and I truly thought she was my soulmate. We were best friends at first, even though I knew I loved her since the first day we met. We had lived together pretty much since we started dating. She was all about me and I was all about her. We were so happy. At least I thought we were. Looking back on it, I could see how our relationship fell apart. To defend myself, this is my first major relationship. We had been living together since we started dating. This was due to her family, to her having family issues and me wanting to get her away from her father, who was abusive. We had different work schedules. I would work 8 to 4. She would work 4 to 10. I had to commit. Ah, shit, come on, dude. Fuck. This guy had to fucking message me. Come on. Shit, do I have a dice on it? I'll just edit this out. Okay, where was I? We had different work schedules. I would work 8 to 4, her 4 to 10. I had to commute as well, so I would go to sleep around 11. Leave for work around 6. The only time we really got to see each other was when one of us was off work. I kind of escaped into video games. I was a semi-pro Call of Duty player before I started playing PC games. They have always been my life. I grew up playing video games rather than hanging out with friends, and it was kind of my thing. I could tell she didn't like how much time I spent playing, and I tried to fix it, but I was addicted. Fast forward to last December, about a week after my grandfather passing, her and I are in my room. We had a big discussion about how I wasn't paying enough attention to her, and I agreed. It was a really deep discussion, crying and all. I told her I would change. I did. I stopped playing as much, and I was all about her, which I didn't understand why I wasn't like that more, because I did truly love being with her more than anything in this world. She was my everything. About a week after our discussion, I clearly showed I had changed. I know it was only a week, but I was doing everything right. We were sitting in my room and she says, "You can play some games if you want. I know you really love to, and honestly, I'm okay with it. I don't mind watching you tonight." I insisted that I didn't, but I could tell she was trying to be kind to me. So I got to play and started setting it up. But my roommate distracted me, so him and I were having a conversation in his room. When I got back into the room, I was about to sit down and start playing, but out of nowhere, I got this urge to go over to kiss my girlfriend and tell her I love her. So I jumped on the bed real quick to give her a kiss. I noticed she locked her phone really quick. She wasn't really secretive, and I was always a jealous guy, but when I met her, she never gave me any reason to be jealous. I knew she was all about me and loved me very much. I never had any suspicion because I had no reason to. So when she locked her phone really quick and put it down, just the vibe she gave off, I could tell something was up. I asked who she was talking to and she said no one. We just went back and forth until she finally admitted a guy from work. I was crushed. I could tell by how secretive she was being that it was bad. She refused to show me the messages, but constantly argued with me that she felt like I wasn't paying enough attention to her, and he was and that was all it was. They didn't hang out, they just occasionally complimented each other. I was crushed at this point. I blew up. We broke up, and she moved her stuff out the next day. It was, and still is, the hardest thing I've ever faced in my life. It broke every little bit of trust I had with anyone, ever. Even my family and friends never thought she would ever do something like that, and neither did I. It made me feel that if I couldn't even trust her, who could I trust? A few months go by, and we still talked on occasion and still would hang out as friends. I, of course, was still madly in love with her and thought we could work things out. She wasn't so sure. Nonetheless, we tried. After a few months of hanging out and working on things, we got back together in August. Things weren't the same, obviously. I tried to forget it ever happened, but she worked with him. I forgave her, I just couldn't forget it happened. This eventually led to us breaking up a month later. This was when I realized it was truly over. It completely ruined me. I felt hopeless. So the last 2 months, I've just been dealing with it, getting by day to day. Yesterday, I couldn't take anymore. I had a nightmare about her that woke me up. I was crying, heart in pain, and just couldn't do it anymore. I was pretty much planning to go to work, come home, and kill myself. I went through all the regular motions throughout my day, and when my sister dropped me off from work, I told her I loved her very much. I was certain this was the last I would see of her. I was never very emotional with my family, so it even caught my sister off guard. When I was walking up to my apartment, I looked over to the left, and I saw a little girl that lived below me. Looking out the blinds of her window, she waved to me and smiled. She looked so happy to be saying hi to me. I pretty much broke down when I got inside. That moment hit me so hard that I told myself I would never let myself get to that place again. That little girl didn't know what she was doing, but she honestly saved my life. Edit. Once again, just kind of a vent. I don't expect anyone to really read it all, but it really did feel good typing this out. I felt very conflicted about doing it, but I'm really glad I did. It hurt a lot, but I feel a little better, honestly. Yeah, I didn't read this before I started reading it out loud, so this actually really hit home. To put a little bit of my personal life out there, I've been kind of dealing with an emotional thing with a woman recently, and it's really put me in a sad place because it's just one of those things where humans don't understand each other, and one thinks one thing, and the other person doesn't really think much of the other person. So, as I was reading this, I could kind of see where it was going, and I started to feel really bad as I read it, as I continued to read it, because I could tell where it was going, and I'm pretty sure you, the listener, could tell where it was going as well. Let's look at the comments. Thanks for sharing. I've learned in my own dark times that looking up and seeing the world around me, that I usually find a light. Something just like that girl waxing at you. I think he meant waving. Always find time to take your eyes off the ground and look around. Even in this shit time we all live in, there's beauty and kindness. We just have to look up to see it. Yeah, that's the one thing I've come to realize too. Like, if you get stuck in your own little bubble, you'll feel nothing but misery. I know I do that very often. I'm not one to speak about trying to dig yourself out of that hole and try and look up at what the world has to offer around you. Luckily, this person got the right idea when he saw that girl waving at him, and he realized that there was more to life than what he was experiencing, and he could move on beyond that. Read one more comment. Okay, this one's a rather long one, but it should work. Dude, you sound like you are rather young. I am much older than you and much more experienced, and I can share what life has taught me so far. One, you are alone. Everyone is alone. You're dealing with our own stuff. We are struggling. Sure, some folks appreciate you, but at the end of the day, they are busy with themselves. Two, because of one above, nobody can bring you happiness. You have to build it yourself and decide what you want for yourself. Take care of yourself, because you are the only one who can really do it. Three, relationships come and go. Quote, what is it possible to do with this person, quote unquote, end quote, is the important question. Your girlfriend. You have understood now that nothing is possible with her anymore, romantically. So there will be another girl at some point in time. What will be possible to do with that new person? Who knows? But be complete with or without a girlfriend, because the truth is, see 2 to 4, you will experience pain, lose loved ones, go through deep shit. Always tell yourself, I can face anything. You will. You will always survive everything. You will always get over pain. You will always get over anxiety, health problems, lack of money, lack of love, until the last fight, which you will lose. But until the day you die, you can face everything. 5, remember to enjoy life. Do what you like. Do what makes you feel good. Give yourself advice as if you were your best friend. In fact, you are. It's your life. You are not getting a second chance. 6, be present in the moment. Be mindful. The only real moment is now. The rest is non-existent. Just live.
Wow.
I'm actually tearing up reading that, because that's something I need to read myself, because I've been feeling very miserable. And See, the reason I started the confessions is because I thought it would be interesting, because people go through so many things in their lives, and the only real place we can share our feelings is the anonymous nature of the internet. And this is just a prime shining example. There's a response to this response. This is such an excellent advice. Thank you so much. As a young person who has been going through shit life lessons from someone older, who's been going through shit, life lessons from someone older are always appreciated. Well, this has been my longest confession. Let's see some thoughts we could take away from this. Life sucks sometimes, dude. You lose people. People that you thought you could trust betray you. People you thought you had feelings for don't have feelings for you. People use people. People are generally shit. So the only person that you can trust and believe in, absolutely, is yourself. This is Bami Ojo, and this is Confessions. Take care of yourself and each other.